Podcast. What do we have here? Looks like it's another episode of the Imbangium Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. Oh boy, it's only been a couple of days since we did that that update, and can you believe it?
Yeah,
we talked about World War III
of 2020.
2020, and we talked about World War III
in
January 1st.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. The start of World War III, we even said.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, guess what? World War III is trending 2 days later. Can you believe that? You didn't know? You don't remember that? You were like, oh, it's the start of World War III. I was like, are you start of World War III? Because of the Roaring Twenties?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So World War III, yeah. it's going to be a good one.
U.S. versus Iran.
Yeah, Iran, and Russia and China, apparently. Yeah.
And so, Canada, are we involved?
No, we're not.
Oh, thank God.
No, we're not involved. It's because I don't think we have any assets. Aside from the fact that they did that and didn't let, the people that they're, connected to, we were actually there. By the way, we're going to kill somebody. So get ready to evacuate your troops. Didn't do that.
Canada enters,
yeah,
as an obese male, will I be drafted?
yeah they will.
You were lucky. I was born
I think it's 30 years old.
Oh really?
Is the draft
thing. I was 25 or something.
No,
like 18 to 25.
Yeah, 18 to 30 I think is the conscription or draft. But you're lucky you're not American. But here in Canada, I don't think that's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
All things considered, if no one knows what's going on, Donald Trump gave the go ahead to drone strike to kill Iran's military general. This is the highest ranking military general that they have, and so that is a thing.
Who's the highest ranking officer of the United States?
It's the president. Just letting you know. The highest ranking general, I guess, in the Iranian army.
And well, they know where the president is.
Yeah,
to strike back.
Well, they don't know. I don't think that's going to happen, just because they have had plenty of sanctions against that country from all over the world. So, it's two ways to look at it. One way, they've stopped. Apparently, he's also a terrorist, or he's become a terrorist. I don't know. I haven't fully read into it, but people are like, I can't believe you guys are feeling, bad for a terrorist. And I'm just like, what am I reading? I don't even know. I think everything I read right now is fake news some way, one way or another. So I have to spend a few more hours, because this today was just literally inundated. Just World War III is
trending.
Don't
rely on people's comments.
Yeah.
Like, form your own.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, read articles and form your own opinion.
But then again, it doesn't help that it's 2.3 million tweets World War III.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a big thing. But China said,
then again, though,
calm heads will prevail.
As
2.3 million Twitter users.
Right. But then again, there's 7 billion people in the world.
Yeah.
2.3 million is a very, very small fraction. So it could just be
people who have Twitter.
Yeah. I mean, like, think of like the views that Mr. Beast gets. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. 10 million, 20 million views. Yeah.
Much more than. So it's like a vocal minority, I would say.
Well, it's not even just a vocal minority, because within that vocal minority, there's a pro and an against. Pro and con, I guess what you call it. Like, for and against what happened. And the ones who were for it are just saying, like, oh, BT dubs, yeah, everything is all fantastic and stuff. So I guess that's. It's a good thing that they killed him. It's a bad thing that they killed him. I think it was probably like They're just using it now as just the politics type of thing to right. make people look bad, try to smear them somehow. And I'm just like, well, nothing like predicting World War III on January 1st, and all of a sudden January 3rd, everyone's. It was very. It's really weird when I seeing that it was trending, and I was like, as soon as that starts trending to like 100 million, 200 million,
we've got
a little bit of an issue.
So. Is this the Roaring Twenties? What's louder? What's bigger than a roar?
World War III, apparently.
The Warring Twenties.
The Warring Twenties. Oh my gosh, that's so bad. But yeah, no, it's gonna be pretty crazy. I don't know what's gonna happen. I've been even looking at all across the world what the retaliations were. Russia was just like, "Yo, boys, chill." China's like, "Hey, can we like de-escalate? Can we like?" Bring it down a notch.
Is that what China's saying?
Yeah. Yeah. China and Russia are saying, hey, boys.
I wonder why.
You know why?
Why?
Because unequaled prosperity has been gotten with Russia and China. I highly doubt that they're going to risk anything that's going to infuriate a country that can drop a couple nukes on on each of them. So it's what did they call it? It's a stalemate, the nuclear stalemate.
Mutually assured destruction.
Mutually assured, MAD. Right?
MAD.
Yeah. So basically, it's pretty mad.
And WMDs.
Right now, weapons of mass destruction.
That's right.
How about S and A, shock and awe. That's what I think. Was that the Bush era of? Hey, we're back to the politics podcast. I can't believe that.
2011. Donald Trump tweeted.
Did you see that one? I think I retweeted that one. Or I think
Obama
I liked it.
Will declare war on Iran for...
He didn't even say Obama. He says, this president.
This president.
Yeah. He actually says, this president
probably
will...
can't spell it.
Yeah, probably. No. It was actually a video. He actually says it out loud. And
he probably didn't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, he didn't know how to pronounce
Osama?
Obama.
What
was
that?
Osama bin Laden. But yeah, it's funny cause, I actually watched the response that he had for it, of what they did. He said, we took steps to make sure that the war didn't happen. Yeah, that's what he said. And, not to start a war. And I'm paraphrasing here. This time though, he was very restrained, and he repeated the fact that he got the leader of ISIS or whatever, in his speech, and he didn't go off of the speech writer's notes, because everyone's just like, yo, you're being elected next year.
Yep.
So there's an election next year.
Yeah, and that's what this whole war thing's about, isn't it?
Yeah, to get him elected. Well, right. he knows it himself, right? So, but yeah, I think that's it. Hold on.
That's all for the politics?
So it's a politics podcast, Bang-In podcast.
So the Warring Twenties have begun.
Yeah.
And
the Warring Twenties has begun, and your Baby Yoda got punched. And the whole, when it happened... Apparently, everyone lost their minds on Twitter, and they're just like calling for Andy Sudeikis, the guy.
Andy Serkis?
Not Serkis.
Andy Sudeikis.
Sudeikis. He's the guy from the Andy Serkis.
Oh, I was thinking of what's his name?
No, it's the guy from The Hangover, the one with the glasses, like the dentist.
Andy Bernard.
Who's Andy Bernard?
That's him.
No,
his real name is.
Is that his real name?
No. Andy Bernard's his character name.
Okay.
His real name is Ed Helms.
No, that's not Ed Helms then. Who the heck is who's Sudeikis? Sudeikis? Jason Sudeikis. That's what his name.
Who's that?
Yeah, there it is. Jason Sudeikis. He looks like... he kind of reminds me of Ed Helms because they did that... Him and Ed Helms, I think, are friends or whatever. Uh-huh. But yes.
Oh, was he the stormtrooper?
He was a stormtrooper who punched...
he should be mad at Jon Favreau.
Yeah, because he's the one who wrote it. But
for
so,
Taika Waititi.
For directing it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I watched that. I saw the outrage before I watched it because here's the reason why. Because I thought episode 7 was the last goddamn episode. I'm so pissed off right now. So I got the spoilers, and I thought I already watched the last episode of The Mandalorian.
I mean, I guess it must have felt like a cliffhanger to the season.
To the season. It was. However, I didn't know what happened to see. That's not a spoiler. Like, the end of it, it was not a spoiler to me.
Oh, yeah, that's a spoiler alert
if you haven't watched Mandalorian.
Baby Yoda gets
punched literally in the first five minutes.
Yeah, like five or six times.
So I'm not going to spoil. I'll spoil that part because people have probably seen that already. And I was just like, how could they do that? I was actually laughing. Rolo.
Well, did she know flinched. About it, though?
No, she didn't.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why.
I just kept my mouth shut, and I just wanted to see what her reaction is. She flinched like three times.
It's a baby.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, it's 50 years old, first of all.
Okay.
Second of all, it's 50 years old.
second of all, it's 50 years old. And lastly,
they think it's an animal.
Right.
Right? Yeah. So they're trying to... They obviously aren't animal control experts, and they're trying to make sure that the thing that like they're lucky they didn't get.
Maybe he wants to eat it.
Yeah, maybe they don't know, right? And they were saying like some people were saying like, they're lucky they didn't get forced choked or forced exploded, right? Like people will flinch, but it's just like he's okay. So is Baby Yoda defenseless? For the most part, yes, and for the most part, no.
Yeah.
Right. So he's whether it's. Whether he gets punched, he's a 50-year-old man. So it's been alive for 50 years.
Right.
Right? So it's not like it's just been born or whatever, right? So it's had its own experiences up until then. But that is one of the things another thing. I want to call these topics, these parts where, what enraged Twitter today? I think that's what they think. Uh-huh. But yeah, that's the Baby Yoda punch was pretty fun. Actually, Mandalorian was pretty good.
That's the last episode of season one.
Season one. And the new Disney episode. Plus. Yeah. New episode will be out next fall, apparently. September or October.
So what is enticing people to subscribe still?
Baby Yoda and that punch.
No, but they finished watching it now.
What? There's so much in Disney Plus.
Yeah, but I feel like we've already pretty much watched what we wanted to watch.
You know? Yeah, I guess. Well, I mean, but that's the thing, though, right? We watch things over and over again. That's what Disney was. Disney is always that media content that you could literally turn on and not be bored of, and you'd watch it to the end because you'd want to finish the show, no matter how many times you watched it. Aladdin, Lion King, you know, those types of things, right? So now it's just at your fingertips, and when they decide that they don't want you to watch the content anymore, you're shit out of luck.
Yeah.
Yep, pretty much. Speaking of poop out of luck, what happened to Batman? Why did they cast Robert Pattinson?
Because he's so good.
Batman. Is he good?
He's great.
Is he, though?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Have you seen him act?
I've seen him die. He acted like dying pretty good then, I guess. And
he's a good actor.
Every time I see him, he's been dead, right? Because he's a vampire. Yeah. He's been dead forever too.
Right.
So most of the movies that I've seen him,
he nailed it.
He nailed being dead. Speaking of, aside from being a vampire and also a dead hologram in Harry Potter's wand, I guess. I don't know. It's just.
He's British.
He is British. Yes, that is correct. But apparently, it's supposed to be a young Batman.
Well, he does a convincing American accent.
He does well when you mumble your way through your lines. I think you could do that. I'm not critical of Robert Pattinson. He is a very accomplished actor. So be it.
Who's manning this project?
I don't know. I don't really care. I don't think I'm going to care about it. Not as much as Dark Knight, Christian Bale's Batman. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it'll turn around. I just don't understand. I just don't understand the casting choice.
Is he going to stay in the Justice League? Is this a brand new?
It's brand new. It's a new. It's its own Batman War universe.
Is it going to be the mirror to Joker?
I think they're doing Penguin. Penguin? Yeah, I think they're
doing. Is that going to be in the Joker universe then?
I don't think this one is. I think.
Is Joker in the.
Joker. They want. Joker's is in his own Batman universe, apparently. Mm. The one in.
Man, it's so messy.
I know DC. I don't know. I don't know what the hell DC's doing, but whatever. I mean, we're still getting content, so I'm not gonna really fully complain about it. But
yeah, but
at least Hemsworth. That would have been a good. That would have been a good choice for Batman.
Think so?
Oh yeah, it would have been freaking great. No, I don't know. Maybe it's because Robert Pattinson's been typecast. Do you think?
I think it's because he's been typecast.
Yeah, right? I think so.
What shows has he done?
Exactly. That's the real question now, isn't it?
Because I think, like, he hardcore went for Batman.
He really wanted to be Batman. But I mean, like Christian Bale, you have to be. What's the word called? Like charismatic. Bruce Wayne was charismatic. Right, he had a commanding presence as Bruce Wayne, as well. Right, like if you take a look at all the, like, obviously not the 1990s Batmans because those were kind of messed up, but if you really take a look at who Batman is, there's you know who's the closest Batman I think they've got to Batman,
you know,
is Ben Affleck. That's the closest they've ever gotten to a Batman that we know as an animated character and.
You know what they should do?
What's that?
Batman Beyond.
That would be good.
That'd be so good.
But that,
and then you can keep Ben Affleck as.
Yeah, but DC isn't that
smart.
Isn't that? Oh, what's the word called? That's they're not for. They, I don't think they'd see through the future. Like for example, right? Star Wars has its own universe now. It has its first television series. It has its one-off spin-offs.
First live-action
TV series. So Star Wars has that. And Marvel Universe, obviously, it's all Disney still. But before the Marvel Universe came to be, it was still the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And someone had the idea to make it all into one movie, one thing, right? Jon Favreau and who's the other guy?
Kevin Feige.
Yeah, that
Feige
guy.
Feige?
I think it's Feige.
Feige,
yeah. They wanted to have that. I think naturally they should stop. Like, this is one of the reasons why I love anime so much.
Yeah, because you can.
There's.
Me too.
Okay, so when I first watched cartoons as a kid, as I learned English. English is my second language.
Cartoons, what give examples?
Inspector Gadget, Care Bears, I don't know what else. What other cartoons are there?
Gargoyles.
Well, no, Gargoyles is different.
Before?
Because Gargoyles has a continuity.
Right.
Even though they had their one-off things, Gargoyles had a continuity. There was a brilliant, what other things
Scooby-Doo.
Are there?
Scooby-Doo.
Doug. You know, those things. None of them had continuity.
Right.
So it means episodic. It was all episodic.
Friends.
And obviously, it all works, right? Uh-huh. Like, they're obviously trying to grab the attention of someone who is very young, and they know that they can only keep their attention span within half an hour of that, right?
Right.
So.
And that's what comic books, too, were. Or like, or comic strips
and whatnot, right? So that's basically what it is.
Like newspaper.
Comics. When I discovered anime, which was, you know, very long time ago, Samurai Pizza Cats was episodic, but also had a timeline for some reason.
Did you hear about what happened with Samurai Pizza Cats?
No. What happened?
Okay. Here's a sidetrack.
Okay, so what happened with Samurai Pizza Cats?
So when they brought it over to America?
Yeah.
America?
Yeah.
For dubbing?
Yeah.
No papers, no paperwork for anything.
Oh, I
no
heard
script
about
or anything. So they basically looked at it, they made up the words, they made up the story, and it ended up being pretty close.
Yeah,
they had to, it was.
Yeah, they had to create it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard about that. Well, really inkling on that. I didn't realize that it was that.
Yeah, it's pizza delivery cats to our samurai.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And it was good. I like what else? Dragon Ball Z and then Sailor Moon. Sailor Moon was episodic too, but had an ending within their series. So I was just like, okay, so they're finding each, yeah. Villain of the week, and they're finding each, and Sailor Scout of the week.
That too.
And then
they come together.
Then they come together at the end and defeat, I guess, Queen Beryl.
Spoiler alert.
They defeat Queen Beryl. If you don't know who Queen Beryl is, you won't know because you probably don't know what I'm talking about because the names weren't actually changed for the Netflix series. It's a whole different story. Right? But yeah, so the big thing is that that's what I love about that continuity. Now, Marvel Cinematic Universe sets a precedent, right? And there is a universe, but for some reason, DC keeps trying to do this multiverse thing. I don't know if you know what I mean. They have like these multiverse things that, like, yes, this is great, but I don't think they still understand that people want a certain continuity with the things that they watch. Just like,
yeah, that's why that gives like incentive for people to watch consecutively, like each Marvel movie.
Exactly.
Like they'll watch Ant-Man and then they'll watch Captain Marvel.
Correct.
Like,
and that's one, you know, like, oh, I have to see it so that, because it's part of the story.
Yeah.
And like that's what it is. So now you take a look at Star Wars. Star Wars is Star Wars, but now you can build inside that universe. Right? So you have the universe, build inside that universe and tell the different types of stories that you want to tell.
Yeah.
Right? X-Men is now back under Disney control.
Yeah.
So that's going to be ridiculous.
Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four is under...
Do you think they can do it?
Yeah, they will. Yeah. They will. You know why? Because they put storytelling first before the visual effects. They don't go out for a one-shot story and then try to add, like Last Airbender, and add, you know, there's going to be a movie number two. No. No, there was no story. They didn't follow any, like, Waka was a... What's his name? Waka. So, no. Was it Waka? Zuko? Waka.
What's
his name?
Who?
Is it Waka?
Aang?
No.
Sokka?
Sokka. Not Waka. Sokka. Was freaking hilarious, and then he turned him into a person who doesn't have any... has a comedic bone in his body. Did he not watch the...
Twilight?
Did...
he was from Twilight.
M. Night Shyamalan, who puts everything into a story as a storyteller himself, didn't even watch the story.
Okay, now here...
What the heck?
Something interesting.
Did he watch the movie? Did he watch a show?
Yeah, he did.
So what happened? Why did they make
Sokka? That's where the producers and
the
big guys, executives come in. Because Katara is the daughter, like one of the daughters of Paramount's CEO.
Oh, really?
So that's what happened.
Oh.
I think it's Paramount's CEO.
Oh my god. Yeah,
and then she went on to do Transformers
Dark Side of the Moon?
No, Dark Moon. Transformers. Bumblebee? No. The Mark Wahlberg trilogy.
Oh, she's the last.
She's the daughter in that one. which also Paramount, by the way.
Oh my God! Really? That's the one where she's a teenager.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend had. Spoiler alert. he's 18.
He's a Hemsworth? Or no?
I think so. He might be a Hemsworth.
Liam Hemsworth.
No, is it Liam?
I don't know. Pretty sure.
All I know is that boo.
Yeah.
Stop ruining movies. Let the storytellers tell the story.
So, but again, we don't really know what went on behind the scenes.
We turned into a movie podcast now. Can you believe that? We're such a versatile podcast.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. But yeah, it's just sad. So all in all. From what we've discussed here, is they should just take a note. Don't copy what Disney is doing. However, know that people want a story, a compelling story in which whether it's something that has been done already, do it, but put it into a continuity that people want to listen to. Put it into a continuity that people can get behind.
It's Jack Rayner, by the way.
Who's Jack Rayner? Okay, it's not.
not a Hemsworth.
I think he got an Oscar nomination
for that.
No, not for that. No, he got
that'd be funny.
No, he got a different kind of nomination for Sing Street and I think Inside Llewyn Davis, unless that's different.
I have no idea, man. Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Well, but at the end of the day,
Nicola Peltz is the.
Is the producer?
One. No, 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 the girl.
Okay. Has she done anything more?
Besides Last Airbender and Transformers?
Yeah. She probably is, considering she's a Paramount.
She's in Inhumans?
Oh, she's an Inhuman. Okay.
Last Airbender, Transformers.
Jeez.
Some TV shows, and then I think that's it.
Then the Inhumans. Inhumans is Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I haven't seen it. It's on Disney Plus, isn't it?
Oh, I have to see it, yeah.
But it doesn't connect to the MCU, is the thing.
Yeah, it is.
No, it doesn't.
No? I thought Inhumans was like low-key
like Daredevil.
Side. Yeah, it is.
No.
Daredevil, apparently,
no.
is inside MCU, but...
But they're not bringing him.
Daredevil... No, they're not. But what happens in Daredevil... Punisher... who's that girl? Jessica Jones?
Jessica Jones, yeah, they're all not gonna...
They're not gonna be there, but they're actually inside continuity.
They have the continuity where it's like, oh man, the attack on New York.
Yeah, there you go, that's and the continuity. That's yeah, yeah. They're called street-level heroes.
No, but they're not gonna make it to...
No, they won't.
The big leagues.
No, they're probably not.
Because they don't exist.
Well, if they get written off, they get retconned.
Yeah,
but no, Punisher, they were saying that all those characters are actually in MCU continuity.
They said starting with Disney Plus shows, that's when the shows will start connecting to the MCU.
To the continuity. MCU,
starting with.
Yeah, but Jessica Jones was discussing about the.
No, they were all axed. They're all canceled.
Yeah, because they were like for Fox or something like that, right? I don't know. So, apparently there's also the guy who. Owns Marvel or has the Marvel rights or something like that. Apparently he has his sticky fingers in there too. Producer garbage that's happening right now.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens on that one. Hopefully they pay him enough to just like, hey, go, leave, get out of here. But yeah, that's my Robert Pattinson complaint piece.
Yeah.
Did you, now let's go into tech news.
Okay, here. Hold on.
What did she do?
Nicola Peltz. So she played Katara in the live action The Last Airbender.
Yeah, she was cute. Yes.
The white the white character.
Oh yeah,
as opposed to a native
indigenous
based.
Yeah. She was Caucasian
or Inuit based.
Yeah. They made her look like she was Aboriginal as well.
So Peltz was born in New York. Her mother is former model, and her father, Nelson Peltz, is a billionaire businessman.
Oh, my. Yeah, there we go. Silver spoon and everything, and she gets into movies. Well,
that's,
I mean, like...
That's how you...
I'm sure that somebody was paid to get her into that billionaire. Movie. That's for sure. Those billionaires just keep creeping back in. 2020 is the year of the billionaire. That's for sure.
$1 million to a billionaire is... less than a cent.
It's like a penny to a dollar.
No, even more.
A penny to a hundred dollar.
A penny to a $10
bill. A penny to a $10 bill. So that's a lot.
$1 million. Cannot fathom that.
No, I can't either. But one day we will.
I don't think so. No, unless we're cybernetically enhanced.
Yeah, don't worry. It's all about quantum mechanics and quantum processing. We'll figure it out. Speaking of the tech stuff. So Sonos speakers, this is one of the things that caught my ear.
Like S-O-N-O-S.
Yeah, Sonos speakers have a trade-up policy.
What does that mean?
So they can get a discount or something like that to trade up to the newest Sonos speaker if they send the Sonos speaker to the recycling area.
Uh-huh.
Right? But they have to put in a code to brick the Sonos speaker.
What?
So if I had like so I have an iPhone.
Yeah, iPhone trade in.
I want to trade in my iPhone. No, that's not trade in. Let's just say I don't even have to go to Apple. I can go and send this to the dumper. Dump, right? if I send this to the dump, I can go brick. It could be a perfectly high running iPhone. It'll send, or I don't know how they do it, but let's say it's connected to my account.
Yeah. So you brick it, you toss it in the trash.
Yeah. And then you can go there and get a discount.
That's ridiculous.
But the phone is still good. It's so own, to get bricked. to get the discount, you have to brick your phone.
That's ridiculous.
And if you guys don't know what bricking your phone or bricking a technological device is,
you turn it into a brick.
It basically is just a brick.
This becomes
as useless as a brick.
It's just this.
You can can't turn it on. You can't use it. Brick. You literally can build houses with it.
Build a house
you do that like a brick. So basically. I can't believe that, though, right? That's the most waste.
That's speaking super of, wasteful.
Speaking of millionaires and billionaires, these are the people who are making this world. Like, what? Just because of that, I've been on the fence of getting a Sonos for such a long time now. But because of that story, I'm not going to buy a Sonos speaker. Screw that. Screw you, Sonos. Get your your priorities straight. It just doesn't seem like a healthy way to run a business. And this is obviously this is secondhand news. I'm listening to news while I'm working. Apparently, there is those speakers are actually being sent to the dump. And some of them aren't even bricked, and they're still fully useful.
Interesting.
Right? Yeah. It's just like...
All the gold, material...
Even the thing, even for this, too.
Yeah.
If I lose this, it's bricked. Right. I will send a note to delete everything on here, and it will brick the whole phone. And no one else can use it ever. Yes, I would say it stops from theft, but it doesn't stop from negligence of losing your phone.
Right.
At least be able to, I don't know. It just doesn't seem right to me.
No, it's a perfectly useful thing. It's like the gap in the hangers.
Oh yeah.
Perfectly useful.
Did you hear about that?
You told me about it.
I think we talked about it. Yeah. So I don't know if that's going to happen. I haven't heard.
The cost of them to recycle the components of the thing is more than the cost have them straight up assembled.
Not even that. The cost of having their the pickup for recycling to bring it to a recycling plant. The cost of doing that is more expensive than the cost of garbage. Of throwing it in the garbage.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that crazy? I don't know.
And they'll be safe when the apocalypse comes with all their money.
Oh yeah. I highly doubt that. Do you not watch 2012?
Oh no. But 2012 is different. One's on the street starving.
Oh right? Yeah.
They'll be okay.
I don't think so.
Really? With all that money, though?
Oh, if you think about it. House? Well, if you really think about, if their foresight is there, if they have the foresight, then sure. Because you remember, as soon as you have that, like it's basically the conundrum, of money, right? It's the conundrum of money.
Right.
Is we only give it value to what is valuable.
Yeah.
So, Bill Gates or whoever has $1 billion. We'll say, I have $1 billion. And then we go like, do you have water? Which is more important, right? Food? Right. You want $1 billion? Give me $1 billion to give you some food, because he who has the resources is the one who's the rich one, right? Yeah. Kind of like every post-apocalyptic thing that we've kind of seen. Speaking of which, we are on our way to it because of World War III.
nuclear fallout?
Yeah,
nuclear...
So imagine if it's just like the postman of you. Have you seen that or heard of that
The
movie?
Weather Boy?
The Weather Boy? Is it Weather Boy?
The AVTV?
No, just The Postman.
No, I don't know.
I think it's called The Postman. It's The Postman. Okay. It's a post-apocalyptic.
Oh.
He is. It's with.
He's delivering mail.
He's delivering mail, yeah. So imagine the whole world falls into chaos. Who has value for that money? What is more valuable than money? Is shelter, right?
Right.
Shelter, food, water.
Yep.
Before money is involved. And if they have it, sure. If they want to bunker themselves down, sure. But some of those people can't live without being able to go out and spend their money. But there's no place to spend it. Yep. So at the end of it all, they're pretty much screwed.
All that, yeah.
They're just screwed as much as we are. Now, if they were hoarding resources,
yes,
that's a whole different story.
Which they...
You think?
I think they should be.
Do you think they have gold bars stashed away somewhere? I highly doubt that.
I think once things start to get going,
yeah,
that's when they'll start
hoarding
the resources. And buying it everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Buying it out, and then.
But that's why there's so many movies and TV shows that talk about, even though that they'll be able to hoard it out, the people will know that you're hoarding it, and they will kill them.
Unless they have guns.
Huh?
Unless they've also hoarded,
yeah,
guns.
I mean, like, so,
which is what we should be doing.
Even for me, right? Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I think we should learn how to shoot bows and arrows. What do you think? We gotta figure that out. We need to learn how to use knives, and we need to learn how to hunt. Those are the three things that, like, in a post-apocalyptic world, where even I was saying, I took a look at the Canadian map. Right?
Yeah.
And on Google Earth. And I zoomed into a top part of Alberta where there's a bunch of trees and stuff like that. And then I said, can I live off of that square land with my family? Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You can. You just won't have what you know, you won't have a Shure microphone, you won't have lighting and whatever. But I mean, I think I'd be hard pressed to learn how to shoot a gun.
Yeah.
Right? We have to learn it.
Yeah, I think we should be prepared for that.
Well, that inevitability.
Yeah, as resources diminish.
Yeah.
Which.
See, that's another thing, too. Well, you know what's. Have you seen my Twitter lately?
No.
Okay, so speaking of population growth. So there was this tweet this morning, and I'm not one to get into any sort of Twitter drama, but I like. Some of the time, I want to voice an opinion that's not very strong and it's pretty flimsy. I don't know if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I have an opinion, but it's an opinion that is of no consequence to who am I, who I am as a human being. So there's this tweet this morning, and one of my people that I follow tweeted it out, and it is. Oh shoot. So the tweet was from this thing called Axios. I don't know what they are. There's something. But they said, there are 1.1 million fewer children living in the U.S. today than there were at the start of the decade. And it shows, according to an analysis. There's an analysis. There's a little bit of a...
Right.
I
don't know if there's...
There's a map that actually shows... Oops.
Birth rate is slowing.
Birth rate is slowing.
Right.
Unquote, slowing. So anyways, I was just like, oh, that's pretty good. Because I'm always, people are worried about the environment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about overpopulation. Because as a younger person, overpopulation was a really big thing before they actually put any sort of worry onto climate change.
Yeah.
Right? So overpopulation was something that in the back of my head.
Well, climate change is also a consequence of overpopulation.
This is true.
But, so if World War III goes on,
yeah, so
the climate crisis is over.
It's done. Yeah.
So
I go, oh, good. No need to worry about overpopulation anymore, methinks.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody from the States said, now you better start worrying about your Social Security and Medicare. And I'm just like, oh, no need to worry. I'm Canadian.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy says, Canada's total fertility rate is much worse than the States. And I said, hence, no need to worry about overpopulation. I'm just being a dick, right? A dink, not a dick. It's actually really funny, in my honest opinion.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. I'm just joking around with you.
You're
you
James Gunning it.
Yeah, so...
You're gunning it.
Am I gunning it? Is that what it is? So people are making their joke. I made my joke. And yeah, so overpopulation climate change, all of that stuff is really important things. And yeah. I don't know why I got onto this tangent again. Why was it?
Overpopulation.
Oh yeah, well that's a big thing. Speaking of climate change, in Australia, see, we changed. That's how quick we changed topics here.
As quick as the climate.
That's quick. It's not that.
A little quicker. A little quicker.
Not as quick as the climate, but Australia apparently is still on fire. They've had there's three states now that are on fire. I don't know if they've increased that since the last time I checked.
I think they're losing like 300 million wildlife.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And our thoughts are with all the folks in Australia and whoever's out there, all the firefighters and stuff like that. A lot, like 6 or 7 people have passed, has died already or stuff. Whatnot.
Civilians.
And on Twitter, of course, this is where I get most of my news. And a lot of people are angry at the PM. So I think I think it's the PM or somebody else. I don't know, somebody. They're just not happy with him. But
you know why?
Why?
Because when it's like,
do you know? Oh, you know why they're actually angry at him?
Yeah.
No, what happened?
So it's been a thing in Australia. Like,
yeah.
You know how people take steps to lessen the climate impact?
Yeah.
Like the Australian prime ministers,
yeah,
when they're elected, they take like 10 steps back. So that's, and now the country's on fire and they're like, yeah, not happy. Sorry.
Oh, and everyone's mad because of that. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's like they actively try to destroy renewable energy.
Oh,
for,
I see.
Like in favor of fossil fuels.
I see. Oh, you know, I saw. I don't know whether or not it's a quote or a real. Don't quote me on this one. Okay. But someone was just saying too on the Tweety box saying that. By the way, this wouldn't happen if you. It's just like what's happening in Brazil.
Right.
They're trying to burn down all of this ecosystem to create agriculture. Isn't that nuts? I don't know how true that is, by the way. I'm sure that you could probably research it. It's a conspiracy. No, but not Brazil.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Brazil, the guy himself was just like, we need more agriculture.
Burn it down.
Yep. Like that's the real stuff that's happening there. You don't know if that's the case in Australia, but I wouldn't put it past anybody who's trying to make $1 million. I mean, $1 billion. Yeah, exactly.
What's cooler than $1 million?
$2 million.
As JT puts it.
How much?
$1 billion.
Oh, $1 billion.
Social network.
Oh, yeah. You mean the pedophile Napster guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he a pedophile? Yeah. Oh,
you
like
didn't
Elon
know
that?
Musk. No, no. Elon Musk is a pedophile too?
Well,
the whole world.
Pedo is in torpedo.
Oh, he's a pedophile?
No, remember the whole, like, the kid stuck in the cave?
Yes, I know that one.
And then he built, like, the machine?
Yeah.
And then, like, the scuba diver...
Did
like, it insulted him, yeah. And then Elon Musk responded by like calling him a
pedo, a pedo. So funny.
And then he defended it by saying, oh, I meant torpedo, that's what we call scuba divers.
I did not know that. Oh, that's so bad.
Something like that.
Oh, man. Oh, speaking of
like underwater.
Speaking of
wait, sorry,
she's going
back to the pedo. The Napster guy.
The Napster guy was caught. It's in the movie.
So he's
doing coke or whatever with the girls and stuff like that.
Girls.
But the thing was, in the movie, you
don't know.
You don't know. they kind of like lost over it. But apparently, that's true, almost true to life. That he was caught partying with some kids that were like 16 or 17 years old or something like that. So that.
That's cooler than $1 billion.
Like, yeah, that's way cooler than $1 million. $1 billion. But yeah, let's see.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
And Epstein didn't kill himself. Actually, we haven't talked about about Epstein. You know why? Do you want to know why? Because it's in the dark pad. It's inside the dark podcast.
Oh, really?
It is.
It hasn't made it onto here?
It didn't make it onto here. It's in the hidden one that we did.
Right.
That we can't air because I was very very opinionated that day.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hold on. That's what we missed. one of the biggest things that happened in 2019.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Was Jeffrey Epstein. One of the things that we didn't talk about.
The ringleader of the...
of the pedophile ring.
Of the pedophile ring.
And so he's Prince, been brought to justice either from I would say Angel of Death.
Yeah.
So if you
or
guys...
the guards left... No, the guards fell asleep or something.
Yeah, and then he killed himself, quote-unquote.
As the cameras went out.
Yeah, the reason why I want to bring this one up right now is it's not because we're going to continue on and talk about it, but it's like... You will hear us. We're probably going to do that a couple of times. But the reason why that's so interesting is because, you know, people actually think that's the case, is that Prince Andrew or whoever, or the rich people, that the billionaires that he knows, Epstein's contacts,
right,
protecting themselves from being exposed.
Yep.
And he basically was killed by them because they know he knew too much.
Yep.
And
Andrew,
Prince Andrew's
getting
well. Prince Andrew is
getting a pass. You know?
Prince Andrew has been taken off of
the royalty.
Royalty duties. He's been retired from that, apparently, quote unquote. There's some really bad interviews. I don't know if you've seen that one. He's just like
Trump.
The thing was, though, Epstein was friends with Trump and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Prince Andrew, and apparently a lot, like even Richard Branson, the billionaire CEO guy, like he's friends with a lot of people. So like, I'm sure that there's some shady stuff involved there. But if you hear that Jeffrey Epstein joke come up once or twice, it's probably because that's probably why.
Because it's true.
Go and research it. If you have not seen or heard of Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein or Jeff Epstein or whatever, didn't kill himself, you'll see these memes all over Twitter and Instagram and stuff like that.
Yeah. So basically the news was that he killed himself in jail.
Yeah. And he was on suicide watch, and then they took him off suicide watch, and then he killed himself.
They took him off suicide watch, the guards fell asleep.
And the cameras... the cameras, for some reason... didn't work that day.
They prosecuted the guards.
You know what happened too, apparently?
So it's the guards' fault.
He had a cell partner.
Oh.
And he was this roid rage kind of freaking muscular guy, like huge guy. Like it's one of those like cartoony things that you walk inside the prison cell, then all of a sudden your cellmate is 6'9" and he's 400 pounds of muscle. That was his cellmate.
Yeah,
like it's like one big cartoon. It's so bad. But that is our quick aside on Jeffrey Epstein. And
truth is that he didn't kill himself.
He probably did, because he knew what he was doing. He was probably here. The only reason why he would kill himself is the guy who was in there said, "You're gonna kill yourself." "I'm gonna kill myself."
He didn't voluntarily.
But taking from the dark turn and speaking about the royal family, Prince Andrew, there was a picture that interested me. It was the picture of the succession.
I haven't seen it yet.
The Queen. Prince Charles, Duke of York, I think, something like that. Or is it Prince of Wales? I don't know, something like that. Duke of whatever his face is, William, and his son George. And it's all in the picture of the Queen. Speaking of billionaires, billionaires are there, right? Like,
right.
How are they still a thing?
It's their
God-given right.
They're figureheads.
Yeah, they are. But those are the people who are going to be on our future kids' monies.
Yep.
Yeah, so... That really interested me, and I was just thinking, what Prince Charles's face would look like on my money. That's what I was thinking.
They've gone to other people though, like in the new $10 bill.
Yeah. Oh yes, they've changed it.
I always forget her name.
She's kind of like a human rights activist.
She was right. She was Rosa Parks before Rosa Parks.
She was the Canadian Rosa Parks before Rosa Parks was Rosa Parks. Yeah.
Because she went to the white theater, movie theater.
The Caucasian.
Yeah. And she was like, "Nope, I'm going to sit here."
Yeah.
And then like a decade later, Rosa Parks sat on
the bus. Oh, there we go. That's right. That's right. We Canadians did it first. Boom.
Oh, I always forget her name.
We should learn it.
So I feel bad. She's on her $10 bill.
That's okay.
And she isn't royalty.
No, she isn't royalty. Nor is she a prime minister.
Yeah.
I think I think everyone's a prime minister inside our money. Yeah, it's kind of funny that you can see like how is that going to look like? I say in this 2020, save the bills that you have that are made from 2020, because this might be the last year that that Queen Elizabeth is going to be on the coin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, she's going to secede. Secede. No, what's the word? There's another one. She.
Forfeit?
No, it's kind of like forfeiting, but she's gonna give it up to Prince Charles.
Abdicate,
something like that. But that's
Viola Desmond.
There you go. Well, Viola Desmond, this is your tribute to Canadian history. That's pretty cool. Yeah, and
before Rosa Parks,
and that's you know, but
so Rosa Parks is really the American Viola Desmond.
You're right. She's Rosa Parks is the
Viola Desmond of America.
Yeah. You do know like half of the people who listen to this podcast is American, right?
It's the truth.
Sorry guys, it's the truth. I'm sorry. But yeah, I think that's all we got. Unless you have anything else that you would like to add. No?
No, I'm good.
No, you're good, eh? But yeah, I think that's where we're going to end.
All right. Well, I guess that is going to be our episode. I do apologize for the drop of quality at the 20-minute mark there. It's a
2-for-2 in 2020.
Yeah, 2-for-2. What do you mean 2-for-2?
Or the first podcast of 2020.
Oh, yeah. In the car. Yeah, that's true. The audio quality is a little bit crappy, only because we ran out of disk space on my Zoom recorder's gosh darn thingy-ma-jiggy. So hopefully this sounds a little bit better at the end. Thank you so much for joining us. You can find Darian at
Dianus DZ everywhere.
Everywhere you can find him, and also Brian's Republic everywhere as well. You can also leave a message for us on our anchor.fm and let us know what you think of this podcast. I promise the next one is going to sound a lot better. Thank you so much again for joining us. If you would like, you can find us anywhere you can find our podcast. Hopefully we can put this up onto YouTube here soon and you can check it out. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play Music, and the
Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify too.
Yep.
And yes, that should be it. Thank you so much for being part.
Oh. Will the videos be going up?
Yes, I'm going to be doing those. That's one of my goals is to put all the videos that we've recorded to up and all of that fun stuff. But yeah. But I think that's going to be the podcast for now. Thank you so much for being here. Again, my name is Brian.
My name is Darian.
And this has been another episode of the Mbanga Podcast. Woo!